GBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Christmas Day was the last day of Andrew Lansing's life. Lansing, a guard at the Ross Correctional Institution in Chillicothe, Ohio, was attacked by an inmate and killed.
In a statement, Director Annette Chambers-Smith says, quote, "The loss of a staff person is difficult, but to lose a family member on Christmas Day at the hands of someone in our custody is a tragedy beyond comprehension. Instead of going home after his shift to be with his family on this holiday, Officer Lansing made the ultimate sacrifice, and our agency will never be the same."
ABC's Stephanie Dupre. Loved ones called 911 when family members didn't show for a Christmas Day gathering. First responders in Wakefield, New Hampshire, found four people, all adults, dead from apparent carbon monoxide poisoning. A man is in custody in Oxford, Michigan, after one person was killed and two wounded during what authorities say was a random shooting spree. This is ABC News. We are learning of claims that some internet-connected air fryers and other appliances are doing a lot more than what they're supposed to. These are collecting your data.
Concerns about data harvesting aren't new, but air fryers are feeling the heat after a recent report from a consumer watchdog group. They claim popular fryers from iGoStar and Xiaomi are not only sharing data with companies like Facebook and TikTok, but also storing users' data on Chinese servers. iGoStar did not comment on that consumer report, and Xiaomi denied selling personal information to third parties or that their air fryer recorded audio, writing, "Respecting user privacy has always been among Xiaomi's core values."
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. Questions at the federal jail in Honolulu after reported reputed organized crime figure Michael Miskey died in his cell this month from an opioid overdose. Unclear how the 50-year-old got his hands on the drugs. He was waiting to be sentenced on a murder in the aid of racketeering conviction. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about saving money when you are renting a car. So you know how you get to the rental counter and then they ask you if you want to prepay for gas so you don't have to bring the car back full? Well, I used to get sweaty in those moments as I wasn't sure what the right money choice was. Prepaying for gas at the rental counter? Not worth it. First off, rental companies often charge more per gallon on the prepay than local gas stations do at the pump. And even if they're about equal, fees or taxes on your rental can tip the scales against prepaying. And you'd have to return that car completely empty to get the full value of buying prepaid gas. Otherwise, you're just buying gas for Avis and Budget or whoever. Quick note, make sure you have time to refill the tank before you return the rental. If you don't prepay and you don't fill up, they are going to charge you like they have refilled that car with liquid gold. For more tips, head to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the Brooklyn Nets tonight at Fiserv Forum. Chris Middleton making progress, scoring 21 points in their win over the Bulls as he comes back from ankle surgery. Doc Rivers.
It's just going to take them time. These minutes have been fantastic for them. To keep them under 25 in the last two games when we have Dame and Giannis out and still keep Chris under 25, that's huge for us.
NFL, the Packers getting ready to play the Vikings Sunday in Minnesota. Wide receiver Christian Watson talked about that bruised knee injury he suffered Monday night on a 14-yard end run against the Saints.
It was just an awkward fall. I went to the ground and then the DB just kind of fell into my legs and just kind of felt something with the knee. I mean, it definitely hurt right away, but I mean, it felt like it was good enough to go back in. So I went back in and it was feeling all right. But I mean, it just kind of was just lingering a little bit and I just couldn't play the type of football I wanted to play. So just had to shut it down.
That's the Packers' Christian Watson. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. In trying to make Christmas sexy news, Kim Kardashian has put out a new music video. The reality TV personality released a video under her brother-in-law Travis Barker's label. She used a breathy version of her own rendition of Santa Baby, one of the worst Christmas songs ever, and put images of herself crawling through a party in a blonde wig and skin-colored jeggings. I'm not sure if she realizes it either, but her cleavage was totally showing. I'm sure she's going to give that editor an earful. In the video, there's a donkey, Mary and Joseph, people fighting, people raking money, and a bonfire while people play Twister. For what seems like an eternity, Kim crawls through the chaos with her own singing as a backdrop until she finally stops between Santa's legs and looks up to find it's really Macaulay Culkin. The only good thing about the video is that her singing mercifully stops along with the music about midway through, so it's just her crawling with weird images. It's just something you have to see for yourself, folks. You can check it out free on YouTube, but you'll still want your money back. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A little fog and some freezing rain developing in the overnight. Our temperatures will be rising quickly into the mid and upper 20s. Our winds light. Any frozen precipitation in the morning changing to drizzle as temperatures warm into the upper 30s. Currently 20 degrees.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt. Join me this Sunday from 1 to 2 here on WGBW as we talk about homelessness during the holidays in Green Bay.
Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, Sunday afternoons at 1 on 97.9 WGBW and the Civic Media app. From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Buck, and Kelvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text, or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up this hour after the 11:30 news, Dr. Lori Hanks will be here for public service announcement. If you ever have a question for the doctor, you can always email it to Jane Says, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. We'll wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it's the Let's Keep It Just Between Us edition, okay?
A big old shh.
Don't tell anyone. Right now, though, it is time for Civic Media's latest statewide Text to Win grown-up gift list contest. It is underway this week in the 7, 11, 1, and 4 o'clock hours. We will have a different keyword for you to text in via the Civic Media app. So get your phone, pull up the Civic Media app, open that up, go to whatever station you like to listen to, whatever one is closest to you.
WAUK, of course.
And then you get ready to text.
Yep.
This is the word for this hour, Calvin. This hour's word is giving, G-I-V-I-N-G. Giving is the word. You want to text right now on the Civic Media app. Text the word giving, G-I-V-I-N-G. This hour we are playing for an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Giving is the word, G-I-V-I-N-G. Even if you don't win one of the hourly prizes, no worries.
No.
You're still in the running for one of 8 grand prizes. Everything from luggage sets to espresso machines to robot vacuums. Giving is the word, G-I-V-I-N-G. Text that in right now via the Civic Media app. This hour we are playing again for an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort.
I heard, Jane.
Yes.
There's a way to get a bonus entry.
There is a way to get a bonus entry. So once you text the word giving, G-I-V-I-N-G, mm-hmm. you will get a response back from Civic Media, provided you haven't blocked us.
Yes.
So if you want this bonus option, you'll have to unblock us.
Yeah.
But text the word giving, and then you'll get an email or text back from Civic Media. Click on that link,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to give you several options.
Yeah.
You can sign up to get our Civic Media newsletter, which is fantastic.
It is.
You can just follow Matinair on Air on Facebook.
That's pretty cool.
Just give us a follow on Facebook.
Pretty simple.
You can follow the podcast of Matinair on Air on Apple. Or just follow WAUK.
There you, or, you know, follow us.
And follow Matt Nair and Air. Yeah,
follow us.
And you get a bonus entry.
You get one bonus
entry. You get one bonus entry.
Per complete contest.
Yes.
You don't get it every single time.
Right.
You don't get it once a week. It's once. It's one and done.
One bonus. One and done.
Yep.
That might be. We're still behind, you know.
But, Jane.
We are still behind.
Can we at least revel in yesterday? Can we at least have. Just give me the night
as a moment of joy.
George Benson once said, give me the night. Yesterday, we had a few more than Todd Alba. I finally got you on board with a competition.
We got a shot.
I know, but
we have a shot.
I know.
But he's still, Dodd is still ahead. That's all I'm saying.
Not for long.
Well, we'll do our best. We're counting on you. Text the word giving, G-I-V-I-N-G, and spread the word, too, about Civic Media. If you like us, if you like the network, if you like our show, spread the word. Tell your friends. Tell your family. We'd really appreciate it.
Don't let us down.
No, it's fine. It's all fine. And, you know, whatever happens, I'm going to blame Albanian hackers, I've decided.
Space lasers again?
With space lasers. Mm. Yeah, just kind of randomly.
I heard Albanian space lasers are the best space lasers.
That's what many people are saying.
Many people.
Many people. So again, the word this hour is giving, G-I-V-I-N-G, for an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort. Good luck. Wanted to take a little trip down memory lane because we forget. I know I forget.
What's going on?
Headline reads from CNN, former FBI informant pleads guilty to lying about phony bribery scheme involving the Bidens.
What?
The super important, completely legitimate guy who had the dirt. The guy who had the dirt. Yeah, he pled guilty Monday.
Yeah.
To lying about this phony bribery scheme reportedly involving President Biden and his son, Hunter. This was the central witness to this congressional Republican impeachment inquiry into President Biden. Their number one guy, their number one informant, he's got all the dirt, just pled guilty to lying about this BS bribery scheme.
So what does that mean then? I mean, does that mean we pack it up, we go home and... There's no
James Comer's just like, yeah, well, oh, too bad.
Yeah, you know, sorry, Hunter.
Yeah, oops. 2 years. 2 years they have been investigating this.
Here's your laptop back. Sorry, buddy.
We oopsied.
Yep.
Oopsie on us.
Yep.
Alexander Smirnov. That's his name.
That sounds like a wrestler.
It sounds like a vodka. Alexander Smirnov entered his plea to a felony charge in connection with the bogus bribery story about President Biden and his son Hunter, also with a tax evasion charge, stemming from a separate indictment accusing him of concealing millions of dollars of income. Prosecutors and the defense have agreed to recommend a sentence in between 4 and 6 years, which sounds pretty light
when he gets
sentenced next month.
Yeah.
He will get credit for time he has served since he was arrested in February on charges that he told his FBI handler that executives from the Ukrainian energy company Burisma had paid President Biden and Hunter Biden $5 million each around 2015. And then, he lied and made the whole thing up.
Oopsie doodles, didn't mean to tell a lie like that. Oops.
But you know what we can always count on?
Yeah.
Is their absolute reluctance to ever say they made a mistake.
No.
James Comer, who headed this investigation, 2 years, by the way, 2 years, was on CNN this morning. The reporter asked him, do you regret playing up this FBI informant all the time? Comer says, I didn't play it up. What? I'm pretty sure there's video of you, Mr. Comer, going on and on and on about how this was your smoking gun guy. He had it all. And now it's like, I didn't play it up. No. Interviewer says, you said it was a crucial part of the investigation. And Mr. Comer comes back with, well, everything was a crucial part of the investigation.
That's just another play in the book of Donald Trump of never admit you're wrong. Never say you're sorry.
Exactly. Double down.
Double down.
Always.
And it's, you know what, it works for people, but it makes Comer look like a coward and a fool. He is. He's a coward and a fool.
Comer said this morning again on CNN, Chuck Grassley wanted us to interview this guy. That's why Jim Jordan said that. I never said he was a crucial part of the investigation. And the interviewer says they just played it on Fox. So, it's double down. Ignore the facts.
So Hunter was a recurring character. He was a side player.
He was a absolutely.
Gotcha.
Smirnoff's identity, again, this was the supposed whistleblower. His identity was not publicly known before the indictment. His claim, though, was a major part in the GOP efforts to investigate President Biden and his family. Before his arrest, Republicans had demanded the FBI release the unredacted form documenting the completely unverified allegations, which they admitted they could not confirm if they were true. We don't care if they're true or not. Just give them to us so we can take it and run.
Yeah, that's...
And that goes back to when we talked about Hunter Biden offered to testify in front of them, provided it was in an open forum.
Yes.
And the Republicans wouldn't do that.
And Hunter stood up and took his lickings, too. He pled guilty. He got charged. He couldn't control what his father... People were like, oh, his father pardoned him. He didn't know he was going to do that. And at the time, Joe Biden said, I'm not going to do that. He has done it. It's over and done with. We move on. Besides, we're about to see Donald Trump pardon about 1,200 people. But the point is that this has been how long of our life? This is like, once Benghazi was absolutely a no-go, it became this. Hunter Biden, his laptop...
Yes.
And Joe Biden, and it all was for nothing.
Yes. And how many millions in taxpayer dollars have we shelled out again for years and years of investigations that gave us nothing?
That's your money, folks.
But now we have DOGE, so they're going to take care of all this useless spending, Greg. So we don't have to worry about that now that Vivek and Elon are in charge. Smirnoff claimed to have contacts with Russian intelligence officials and told authorities after his arrest this year that officials associated with Russian intelligence were involved in passing a story about Hunter Biden.
Or lying?
Could it be?
I mean, that's usually what we call lying, not passing a story. I mean, when I was a young kid and I lied to my parents, I wasn't like, well, I just passed a story, mama and papa. No, he lied. And all of you lined up behind this guy and said, this is our dude. We got him. And now here we are.
Don't got him.
And they get and now they can say, oh, it wasn't, you know, he wasn't our guy and it's no big deal. And
he wasn't critical to this. No. That guy we said was so important.
Look over there.
The squirrel wasn't important.
Yep.
Yeah. Memory lane, I just think it's important because I forget this stuff. We forget. It's easy to forget.
Because there's so much junk.
There is a lot floating around out there, absolutely.
Yeah.
Speaking of, we might have some interesting reading material right around the holidays.
Why is that, Shane?
That's also coming out of Washington, D.C. We'll have all the details when we return. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. She don't mean no harm, she just...
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life.
SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
How about this one? Harvey Kay, a Delano Democrat.
The problem with that is that that was his mother's family name. You might not realize that he had a father, too.
Come on, man.
Subscribe to my arguments, and you can call a Dom Democrat.
All right, I'll take a Dom Democrat. But Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a big favorite here on this show.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Sweet Calby coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call, you can text, leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Dr. Laura Hanks coming up after 11:30 news with public cervix announcement. Right now, though, it's underway this hour. Civic Media's latest statewide text to win contest. Our grown-up gift list. The word you need to text via the Civic Media app right now is giving, G-I-V-I-N-G, giving. We are playing for an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Everyone who enters, whether you win or not, is in for one of 8 grand prizes.
Nice.
Including a snowblower, we've got espresso machine, robot vacuums, some really, really nice stuff would make a great, great Christmas present. So the word this hour is giving, G-I-V-I-N-G. Don't forget, once you enter, you should get a reply back from Civic Media, provided you haven't blocked us.
Correct.
If you click on that, you can sign up for a bonus entry. This is only going to get you one.
Yes.
But we're either going to ask you to get the newsletter, which is really great. Follow Matt Nair on Air on Facebook.
Yep.
Follow W-A-U-K. Get our podcast on Apple.
I mean, in my opinion, like beyond the vote, beyond an extra vote, you should be doing all this stuff anyways. I mean, you could follow our podcast, subscribe to it. We have a separate podcast for This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Yep. So you could even just a small 8-minute pick
little,
me up in the
yeah,
day.
Just a little laugh.
A little morsel of fun.
A little laugh for
a little
you.
A little laugh.
So giving is the word this hour, G-I-V-I-N-G. Good luck. Gene from Eau Claire is on the line. Good morning, Gene. Thank you for joining us. What do you want to say?
Well, good morning, guys. Thank you so much for covering this issue regarding Hunter Biden's laptop. If you ever notice, they got one thing, and they'll play it and play it and play it. They spent so much time. I watched a lot of those hearings live in the different committees, and I thought, what in the devil's going on? If people would only turn on their TVs and watch what these yahoos are doing, they'd never vote for them again. And so, you know, we've been Fox-conned in Wisconsin, so they're conning every day that they're in office, and I hope people start waking up and using their telephones and calling them back. Thank you very much, and you guys have a great day. Outstanding coverage. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Gene. You are the best ego fluff we have. I really appreciate that. But I do think it's important. And I think Gene makes a good point in that there is a strategy to repeating things over and over and over and over ad infinitum.
Yeah.
Because it sinks in. Or even if it's not true, it gets a home in your brain.
Yeah. And there's something to be said about the I don't know, the way that the Trump GOP moves, which is just steamroll, keep going until people just sort of accept it or move on or believe it. Yeah. But either way, they get to just have their way. Period.
Well, we're going to move on because I want to get to this because this made me laugh. This also broke this morning. The House Ethics Committee secretly voted earlier this month to release its report on former Representative Matt Gaetz before the end of this Congress. So that is now expected to be made public after the House's final day of votes this year as they leave Washington for the holidays.
I guess someone's not running for governor or senator the of
vote,
Florida.
Which had not previously been reported is a stark reversal. Yes, because last month the panel voted along party lines not to release the results.
Yeah.
But they had a super secret vote? How does that work?
I mean,
is there a special handshake?
They get to do whatever they want.
Is there an initiation? I mean, what? They held a secret vote?
Yeah. Why not? Well, of course they can.
Well, in this article from CNN, which is talking about this, it does point out that the only way that this would have passed and that they're going to release this is because some Republicans voted to release it.
Yes. And even Derek Van Orden is on record. We have the clip of him saying if there's something worth discussing, it should be
public.
It should be public. And if it exonerates him, he should be apologized to. If it doesn't, then something needs to be done from that point. But Republicans did agree that this needed or not.
Some.
My mistake. Some.
And they don't want us to know which ones they are.
Of course they
which
don't.
Which is why it was a super secret vote. The report concludes a years-long probe into numerous allegations against Matt Gaetz, including whether he engaged in sexual misconduct, used illicit drugs, shared inappropriate images or videos on the House floor. I've seen other Republicans talk about that.
Yeah. Yep.
Gaetz would bring photos of women he'd had sex with and show their pictures around on the floor of the House.
And that's not even like the worst thing he did.
Right.
He's being accused of doing. So
this should be some really interesting reading. I know I'll be reading it.
Grand.
And will this affect his new job, Matt Gaetz? OAN?
I don't know.
Is sexual assault even a career killer anymore?
Not in some circles.
Sure doesn't seem to be.
I mean, not to make it about me, but in comedy, there are a lot of comedians getting accused of sexual assault. All they have to do is say if they don't get arrested or charged or anything, all they do is say no. And then there is a certain segment of individual who says, yeah, good job. And then they just sort of fade into this world of making tons of money off of, you know, not getting caught.
Matt Gaetz, by the way, has vigorously denied all the allegations, and he said the entire investigation was a witch hunt. He posted on Twitter that he was fully exonerated and that he never had sexual contact with anyone under 18. We'll see. We'll see what this report says. And I just find it fascinating that there were even Republicans on this committee who want this to come out. Granted, Matt Gaetz does not appear to have been very popular.
No, and also this is not an indictment. It's not a trial. It's what they have found. What happens after this is
remains to be seen.
Exactly. But yeah, running for future office. Well, Jane, all you have to do is repent.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there's that too. News is coming up next when we return. Public cervix announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. Stay right here. You're listening to Matt Nair on air on the vast statewide, countrywide. Yes, we're global on the app. We heard from someone in New Zealand.
Yeah.
On the Civic Media Radio Network.
From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Christmas Day was the last day of Andrew Lansing's life
Lansing, a guard at the Ross Correctional Institution in Chillicothe, Ohio, was attacked by an inmate and killed.
In a statement, Director Annette Chambers-Smith says, quote, "The loss of a staff person is difficult, but to lose a family member on Christmas Day at the hands of someone in our custody is a tragedy beyond comprehension. Instead of going home after his shift to be with his family on this holiday, Officer Lansing made the ultimate sacrifice, and our agency will never be the same."
ABC's Stephanie Dupre. Loved ones called 911 when family members didn't show for a Christmas Day gathering. First responders in Wakefield, New Hampshire, found four people, all adults, dead from apparent carbon monoxide poisoning. A man is in custody in Oxford, Michigan, after one person was killed and two wounded during what authorities say was a random shooting spree. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the Brooklyn Nets tonight at Fiserv Forum. Chris Middleton making progress, scoring 21 points in their win over the Bulls as he comes back from ankle surgery. Doc Rivers.
It's just going to take them time. These minutes have been fantastic for them. To keep them under 25 in the last two games when we have Dame and Giannis out and still keep Chris under 25, that's huge for us.
NFL, the Packers getting ready to play the Vikings Sunday in Minnesota. Wide receiver Christian Watson talked about that bruised knee injury he suffered Monday night on a 14-yard end run against the Saints.
It was just an awkward fall. I went to the ground and then the DB just kind of fell into my legs and just kind of felt something with the knee. I mean, it definitely hurt right away, but I mean, it felt like it was good enough to go back in. So I went back in and it was feeling all right. But I mean, it just kind of was just lingering a little bit and I just couldn't play the type of football I wanted to play. So just had to shut it down.
That's the Packers' Christian Watson. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Sequels led the way at last weekend's domestic box office. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 led the way with $62 million and was followed up by Mufasa, the Lion King prequel, which finished with a disappointing $35 million at the U.S. box office, despite playing on 400 more screens than Sonic. Despite grabbing second place in the U.S., Mufasa was number one globally with a take of $122 million. Finishing in third place was the juggernaut Wicked, which pulled in $13.5 million at the box office, putting its grand total domestically at about $400 million. Wicked leapfrogged Moana 2, which finished in fourth place with $13.1 million at the box office. The borderline religious film Homestead finished in fifth place with $6.6 million despite not so great reviews. The Brutalist, a 3.5-hour film that actually has an intermission, opened in limited release and pulled in $266,000, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it was only on four screens. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A little fog and some freezing rain developing in the overnight. Our temperatures will be rising quickly into the mid and upper 20s. Our winds light. Any frozen precipitation in the morning changing to drizzle as temperatures warm into the upper 30s. Currently 20 degrees.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Mino and the Mayor.
You ever really want to get back at me?
Well, you're claustrophobic. That would really...
Oh, God.
Oh, that would be tough for
oh,
you.
Oh, the wow. worst.
He would talk like that.
Get this. Absolutely. Get this.
Put him in a drum and throw him in the water. He's claustrophobic and he can't swim.
Yeah.
I think we could get anything we wanted out of you.
Anything.
All right, Todd, mental note.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt. Join me this Sunday from 1 to 2 here on WGBW as we talk about homelessness during the holidays in Green Bay.
Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, Sunday afternoons at 1 on 97.9 WGBW and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Bad blood. You know it used to be mad.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and the Calvinator coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text or leave a comment on a live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. It is underway this hour. Our statewide text win grown-up gift list contest. The word you want to text this hour via the Civic Media app is giving, G-I-V-I-N-G, giving is the word. We're playing this hour for an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Your next chance in the 1 o'clock hour could be either $100 or an overnight stay. And then in the 4 o'clock hour with Dom. Right now, though, the word is giving, G-I-V-I-N-G. You could be a winner just like Lisa from Butternut. I so love that there's a Butternut, Wisconsin. That just makes me happy. I did not know that beforehand. It's near Park Falls.
I feel like that's somewhere Jeannie from Eau Claire goes to. I'm going to Butternut. Yep.
We need to go to that's on our list for our statewide tour.
I think, you know who needs to join us?
Todd.
Mm-mm. Dr. Hanks.
Dr. Hanks.
I think Dr.
Let's go to Butternut.
Let's go to Butternut, right? Dr. Laura Hanks is here for public cervix announcement. Good morning, Dr. Hanks. How you doing? Is everyone healthy at your house?
Last I checked, we were doing okay. There's an RSV outbreak at school, so we're just playing the waiting game. But in happier news, I didn't want to forget this because of my walk-up music. I had a patient the other day I did a hysterectomy on, and she knew I was a Taylor Swift fan, and she brought me a Taylor Swift friendship bracelet that said "No more bad blood."
Nice.
See what you did there?
Get it?
Yeah. Nice.
Get it.
Got it. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, I was it was one of my favorite gifts, I gotta say.
Do you get a lot of gifts from patients?
You're really not supposed to, and you're not supposed to accept, but, you know, things like that just like are kind of funny, you know.
It's not like she's giving you a car.
No,
right.
No.
Right.
Yeah, it was just kind of like, you know, a silly thing off to the side. But, you know, thank you cards are always, when I was in residency, one of my attendings, I remember the first thank you card I got that was just very heartfelt, made me cry. And she was like, "You're going to find a spot in your house for those because you'll get a couple more, you know, and on your bad days when you don't want to be a doctor, you're going to open up that box and you're going to read those cards and remember this is why we do what we do."
That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Very good idea.
And a good reminder for all of us to maybe give a card.
Say thank you.
To our health providers. Yeah.
Yeah.
And thank them. That's a wonderful reminder, Dr. Hanks. Thank you for that.
And to teachers and bus driver, I was just getting all of that stuff for my kid. You know, this is the perfect time of year to just say thank you and to let people know how much you appreciate them in all parts of your lives.
Well, and I think bus drivers, those people have the patience of a saint. Teachers also. And I also saw someone suggest leave a card for your mailman.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Right? You know?
Yeah. Just a little something in the mailbox.
Exactly. Just say thank you and what a drag it must be during the winter. And thank you for doing it anyway.
You look great in shorts.
You look great in shorts.
I know. I always feel bad because this is the only time of year I ever send mail. And I'm really crazy about the holiday cards. I don't know why. I just love doing it. I just love to go to the mailbox and just stacks. And I'm like, oh, this poor mail person.
Do you do the whole family letter update? You do.
I do a small, so I don't like, because anytime I get the full letter, I you know, this day and age, I can't, a full letter is so hard to read. So I do one that has like little, like one or two sentences about each of us in our year.
That's nice.
That's good.
That's very nice.
That's enough.
Yeah, that is enough. Yeah. I think too. Yeah. All right. You sent me this article, and this is kind of disturbing, and it has to do with pregnant people getting drug tested and the results that they're finding. But now, doctor, because this is written in doctor speak, and yeah, I think I have the gist of it. But from what I got from this article, Dr. Hanks, women are going in for care and then they're getting tested for drugs, even though that's not why they're there.
Yeah. So the percentage of women that are getting tested, and when we say tested, we're talking about urine, like a urine
sample.
Screen.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Is low. In this study, they found it was about 11%. But the reasoning for it was that was listed was kind of all over the place. The number one reason, I believe, was because of lack of prenatal care. So I think what I, you know, what I'm thinking these doctors were thinking was at what ACOG recommends is at the very first prenatal visit, we should be verbally screening all of our patients with a standardized questionnaire about any drug use, because it is important for us to know as far as risks
sure.
to the pregnancy, to the patient, to the fetus. But that doesn't necessarily mean doing a urine drug screen. It's just, it's asking, like, let's get back to where we have an open communication and can discuss these things and discuss the risk. And we do that in our clinic regularly. And then even if patients tell you that they're using, you don't need to confirm that with a drug screen, because drug screens are notoriously not great when you do the urine. They often have false positives, false negatives. Just wonder, cocaine, for example, is only in someone's system for 2 or 3 days. So it doesn't add anything. And it's just time and money. And then it's in the patient's chart permanently, right? So then where it gets really messed up is there are laws in certain states that have mandatory reporting for providers to tell the authorities, and then the authorities can bring this patient up on child abuse before the baby's even born. So this was a law in Wisconsin until I don't like this term, but this is what it got termed, the cocaine mom law, back in 2017. Overturn this because there was a patient who tested positive for drugs and said, you have to go for inpatient treatment, and she refused and she got put in jail for child abuse. Oh, and that law was overturned, but there are still some draconian laws in this state. And it is so disturbing when you really break it down. Like, what are we doing as providers? If we do this drug test and it's in the patient's chart, what does that then lead to? What's the next step for the patient, right? So you really, I think this is, I brought it up to your attention because I think it's something obviously not a lot of people think about, but I think that we as providers need to be very cognizant of who, why, what good is this information going to do me? What is this going to do for me and my patient, most importantly?
Well, and especially if it can deliver so many false positives, and that's not even a useful, reliable tool.
Right, right. And I don't know the percent, I don't know. And there probably isn't a good number because all of us use different labs. There's so many different kinds of like drug screening you can do, different reasons for that. So there probably isn't a good number. I'm sure it's not very high, but it is possible.
I would also think that this is only going to lead more patients to want to not share information with their doctors. Right.
Exactly. So kind of the point of this is getting away from us doing this urine drug screening and going to the universal questionnaire so that we can create that area of trust with our patients so that they can tell us and we can have a conversation about it and the risks and what this means going forward in their pregnancy. I have patients, you know, that are using different kinds of drugs, and we talk about what that risk means. How can I help you? What resources can I get for you? Something else, you know, with the opioid epidemic, and you know, there's the increase of use in pregnant patients has gone up 130% over the last 10 years.
Wow, jeez.
Yeah. And something that people also may not realize is that, you know, drugs like Suboxone that are help people stay off opiate once they, you know, realize that they have a problem, they'll say, well, I'm pregnant, I want to go off of those. And actually, the recommendation is no, this is not the time to stop your stable therapy. It would be worse for you to go off and then relapse and yeah. use on the streets something that we, you know, you don't know, or you have to use Jeez. Needles or something like that that could. So I've had patients that are like really well-intentioned and really want to do the right thing, and they're just like, I want to be off everything, I want to do this right, you know, I've been stable on Suboxone for 5 years, I want to stop it. And I'm like, please don't. This is not the time. This is a stressful time in your life. You're going to have more stressors. And this is not the time to make adjustments to that medication.
Especially
I respect if you, you know,
if you've managed to go for 5 years, that's a victory, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and you can go off of it, don't get me wrong, but pregnancy is not the time to start doing that, to start making those adjustments because of the increased risk of relapse.
If you're just joining us, Dr. Laura Hanks is here for public cervix announcement. If you ever have a question for the doctor, you can email it to Jane Says, JaneSays, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. Doesn't necessarily have to be pregnancy related. We've talked about flu and influenza and whooping cough and bird flu and lice.
Life
from practical application. Yes. Real life.
Never talk about that again.
real life experience with lice. I will never forget that. I will never forget when you sent me the photo of you and your kids having to go get that special shampoo.
My first thought was, oh, she's going to shave their heads.
I did cut all my daughter's hair off. She got a bob cut because I was like, I can't.
No. I have, and this is off topic now just a little bit, but I did see this morning, and I don't mean to spring this on you, that there has been one confirmed case now of bird flu in Louisiana, and that and that patient has been hospitalized.
Oh, geez.
So that's
You know, it'll be very interesting to see. I've been curious about after COVID how our country's going to handle these cases because I feel like we're still kind of coming out of that, right? And I will be interested to see how that is handled moving forward.
If this becomes a wider breakout.
Well, and I asked the question before. You know, we have people who to this day we're still of all ages are like, oh, COVID, either it wasn't real or it's just a bad cold or a bad flu. What will the next, and you've said it, and I know that Pat has said it, and what will the next pandemic have to look like? Must it look like for people to say, dang, I'll do whatever you tell me to do. I will I'll take the medicine. I'll stay inside. I'll wear the mask. I'll wear the hazmat suit. What will it look like for us to take it seriously as a society, not just a certain portion, but entirely, or I'll say mostly.
See, and I think that there would have to be a physical manifestation, some horrific physical manifestation.
Pustules.
Oozing pustules. And then, but it is gross. But I'm very serious when I say this, Dr. Hanks. That was part of the thing with COVID. Well, I can't see it, so it doesn't exist.
Or it's just like, you know, like it's a cold.
And, yeah.
You know, I feel like, you know, people, we were scared for about a month or two.
We were scared for 3 weeks. It was, I remember it. It was mid-March. And by the second week of March, people were like, I want my hair cut. Where's my haircut? I want to do these things. And that was it. Then the kumbaya was done.
Yeah. I know. And I hope it doesn't come to that. But I think that, it'll be very, very interesting, especially with the politics that are like back in place.
We live in interesting times.
That's one word for it.
We're going to miss you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Yeah.
We will see you a little bit later on in January. Dr. Laura Hanks, public cervix announcement. Thank you so very much, my friend. Happy to you and yours.
You too.
Stay with us when we return. This shouldn't be a thing. Let's just keep it between us edition. This is Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
UW System spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people in Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and like newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, the board lord, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call, text, or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. You still have about 8 minutes to text the word giving, G-I-V-I-N-G, text the word giving via the Civic Media app. We are playing this hour as part of our statewide text to win grown-up gift list contest. For an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort, text the word giving, G-I-V-I-N-G. Careful when you type it. I saw living come in. That's not going to get you anywhere. And I believe it was Andrew also pointed out, if you misspell the word, you won't get that bounce back message from Civic Media, and then you don't get the bonus entry.
Correct.
So make sure you spell it correctly. Giving, G-I-V-I-N-G. This hour for an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort. Everyone who enters, though, even if you don't win an hourly prize, your next chances in the 1 o'clock hour with Todd and then in the 4 o'clock hour with Dom Salvia, you could still be a grand prize winner. We have 8 grand prizes, including luggage sets and a snowblower and some espresso machines. So make sure you text the word giving, G-I-V-I-N-G, and good luck. It is 11:53. That means it is time for...
This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it into Greg and me at Jane Says at civicmedia.us. J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S. Jane Says at civicmedia.us. Today's This Shouldn't Be a Thing is the Let's Just Keep It Between Us edition. Headline reads, what's in the CR for members? A pay raise.
What?
So they have come up now with a continuing resolution.
Yes.
In order to keep the government funded.
Which is kicking the can down the road.
Again.
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 And it's 1,500 pages.
The CR?
The CR is 1,500 pages.
Of course it is.
Stuck in the CR, a little thing about Congress getting pay raises. Lawmakers have not gotten a cost of living raise since 2009. The new continuing resolution includes a provision. I'm going to have to read this slowly because I had to read it 5 times this morning and you had to explain to me what it means.
Yeah.
includes a provision that amends language in a previous CR that incorporated a provision from an earlier omnibus blocking any member from getting a cost of living increase. Nothing as simple as members and senators get a pay raise. No, no, no. They had to do this other thing, I'm assuming, so that the public would not realize they're getting a pay raise.
Yeah. So there's a couple of things about this. So first of all, the term omnibus, as far as legislature means, it's legislation. It's when it's numerous small bills are on one broad topic, one big bill that has all these small bills, sometimes also known as a Christmas tree bill, where people put
their wishes.
And they took the language from that omnibus and they put that in an old CR, and then they amended the CR this time, and now they're getting a cost of living increase,
yes,
which is a fine way to around the Constitution, because the 27th Amendment says if you vote yourself a raise, that raise doesn't come in until the following. So some of those people would get, I mean, I'm here's what I do not know. Is if, according to the 27th Amendment, would a regular raise, not cost of living, have to come in January or in 2 years?
That I do not know.
So that's what I'm wondering. But a cost of living increase is a nice, sneaky little way of...
Well, and again, you know, they haven't had a raise since 2009. That was right after the crash of 2008. They're making $174,000 a year, which I think to a lot of us sounds like a pretty good living. But it is not inexpensive to be in Congress. It's not. You have to have two places to live.
You can.
You can, right.
I mean, a lot of people, they'll live with each other. The congressmen will live with each other. But let's face it, well, I can afford it.
Well, no kidding. I mean, just look up who's the richest member of Congress. And some of them are doing quite well.
Oh,
for themselves.
Yeah.
$174,000 is like, it's nothing. But again, it's not that I necessarily have such a problem with them getting a cost of living adjustment. It's the sneaky way they do things. Mm-hmm. That's what bothers me. Because they don't want to take the heat.
Well, no. And also, it's why haven't you voted yourself a cost of living increase? Both parties have been in charge since then. I mean, just do it. And don't throw it in a continuing resolution, which, by the way, continuing resolution looks bad enough it is because you can't pass a budget.
Well, this isn't passed yet. We'll see what happens with this CR. No. And this is only going to take us into March, and then we're going to be right back where we were. So,
yeah.
Anyway, that wraps up today's episode of...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Coming up tomorrow, it's Thursday. Brittany Merlot will be here. Mm-hmm. We do have snow coming our way. For all the people who have been waiting for it, I know there's lots of folks up north who are probably pretty happy.
For
snow
the
plow drivers.
For the businesses, yay.
Yay.
For me,
I know, driving in it. But Brittany will be here with a little weather update. The Journal Sentinel sports guru, J.R. Radcliffe, will be here to talk all things sports. Bucks with a big win last night. And many, many other topics yet to be determined. I hope you can join us. Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It means the world. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. News coming up next. Keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow.
Listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt. Join me this Sunday from 1 to 2 here on WGBW as we talk about homelessness during the holidays in Green Bay.
Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, Sunday afternoons at 1 on 97.9 WGBW and the Civic Media app.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. When they didn't show for a Christmas gathering in Wakefield, New Hampshire, family members called 911 for help. First responders found four people inside the house dead from suspected carbon monoxide poisoning. State Fire Marshal Sean Toomey.
Terribly tragic event. It comes at a year we've had as a tough year in general for carbon monoxide deaths and fire fatalities in our state.
The dead were two older adults and two younger adults. A service member from each branch of the U.S. military worldwide got Christmas Day phone calls from President Biden and the First Lady extending holiday greetings. President-elect Trump used his holiday message to take sarcastic digs at his political foes. Separately, a federal judge pushed back the start of Ryan Ruth's trial on charges of trying to assassinate then-candidate Trump this past summer on a Florida golf course. The trial that was set to begin in February will not happen until September 8th of next year. This is ABC News. Go to the